Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, final segment with the great Savannah Hernandez. I'm Alex Jones. And I've got all that huge breaking news I haven't got to yet, but just been broken last hour on COVID in the next segment. And then some of the stuff I haven't gotten to with Rand Paul saying, hey, Fauci's a criminal. And don't let him investigate himself. So much happening there. Savannah, you were getting to your uncle. I didn't know that. I've just been, you know, watching all the great reports you're doing and seeing you do big interviews and things. And I hadn't heard yet because I've been so busy that you invited me on your show last week. That never got to me. Not their fault. I forget a lot of stuff around here. So much has happened, but I'll be happy to do that. But in closing, it's great to talk to you, but terrible to hear about your uncle being disabled now. I know so many people that have died or lost family members or who've been disabled, every race, color, and creed, who've taken this so-called vaccine that's not a vaccine. Tell us more about your uncle.
Yeah, Alex. So before I get into this story, I just want to say that, you know, it's been a year and a half since the COVID outbreak, and I still don't know somebody who has died from COVID. It's been a couple of months since the vaccine came out, and I already personally know somebody who has been affected negatively and had an adverse reaction to the vaccine. So in regards to my uncle, he was immunocompromised. He was a cancer survivor. So he got the vaccine because, you know, he felt it would be safe for him. The first one kind of knocked him out. He was recovering from it. But the second one, he's now on oxygen. He's been on oxygen for the past month. He's now been put on disability and can no longer go to work because of how badly it affected him. And of course, just like with every single vaccine adverse reaction or death, they're going to say, well, it can't be tied to the vaccine. We can't say for sure that it was because of the vaccine, even though this happened directly after that second, I believe it was a Moderna shot. So, you know, going back to my original point, they really hyped up COVID and said that people were dying left and right from it. But when push comes to shove, I still don't know somebody who's died from COVID personally. But within a couple of months of this experimental vaccine being on the market, I already know somebody who has been, you know, adversely affected and their life has been severely affected because of this experimental injection.
That is such a powerful statement you just made. One of the most powerful. I don't know anybody that's died of COVID, even though everybody that dies of a car wreck, alligator eats them, lightning strike, cancer, old age, drowned, they call it COVID. You don't know anybody that's died of COVID, but you know people that have gotten sick, gotten hurt from the vaccines. And that's exactly what I'm hearing. Healthy people, young people that have been in the hospitals for months, and now a lot of people dying, they say, of COVID really died of the COVID vaccine. That's amazing.
Exactly. And I even have a cousin right now who's pregnant. And it's already a high-risk pregnancy, and her family is getting so upset with her, and they're getting mad at her, and they're saying that you're putting our whole family at risk because you don't want to get vaccinated. And she's like, I'm not getting vaccinated because my friend got vaccinated, and the next day she had a miscarriage. So I'm not putting my children at risk. So, again, if you go out on the streets of America and you actually talk to the people who've gotten this vaccine, you will find so many people who either know someone who has been adversely affected by it or just had a bad reaction. We see the stories come out every single day. On my last stream, I went and I typed in man dies from COVID vaccine or woman dies from COVID vaccine. If you do that search on Google, who we know censors misinformation, you can just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and there's so many articles of people who have died from this. And it's just like, wake up, people. What are we doing?
Meanwhile, Bill Gates and others are saying we need a way to suppress all this and even block the stories that are true. They're all true. We don't have to stage false flag attacks like all the liberals do, and they do on military bases and fake nooses and all this. This is real death, real attacks on everybody. And, you know, as you said, they bully families and go, you need to protect us. Statistically, COVID's super rare. Meanwhile, top scientists admit the COVID vaccine is causing viral shedding of viruses that are actually dangerous, Savannah.
Exactly. And my cousin right now, who's pregnant, knows all of this, and she's just trying to protect her family. She's trying to protect her unborn babies, and she's the one that's the bad guy in society. She's the one that's selfish. She's the one that's putting...
Savannah, you know, it's like... I'm willing to go to these people's door lovingly with a big file of documents, and maybe we should go knock on your family's door, you and I together, and educate them.
Maybe we should, Alex. That's what needs to be done in society nowadays. Go out on the ground where you can't be censored and go expose what's happening in this country.
Well, Savannah, you were always good on air with us, but you're even better. You're amazing. Come and see me anytime you want down here in Austin. Now you're up in Dallas. Savannah Hernandez, we salute you and love you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. We'll be right back with huge news. Stay with us.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I can tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Prostagard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Fazzle, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points and Imposing InfoWar and its incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha ha!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Fauci is a suspect, and he shouldn't be able to investigate himself. Wow, what a thought. You know, if you were going to launch a biological weapon attack that would create incredible fear, so you could lock down society and consolidate power and control and kick populist leaders out of office, you'd want to have people involved in the investigation process that worked for you. Or you'd want to be the person in charge of the laboratory that came up with it, the surveillance system that looks for it, and the medical systems that would investigate it and make recommendations about it. Just like his director of the project at Wuhan, the British doctor, said, we have the video, we played it many times, Tucker Carlson's covered it. Remember what he said? He said, oh, we took five viruses and are combining them to make a vaccine for all five. And that's what COVID-19 is five viruses combined. It's a real virus, a real program, not that deadly unless you are auto-compromised or already very sick or have low vitamins and minerals, and then it can replicate the DNA. But they did all this to bring out the vaccine. We have the director of his project saying it. So, of course, he's not just the prime suspect. It's like catching somebody with a dead body that's been hacked up with a hatchet, and they've got blood all over them and a bloody hatchet in their hand. Maybe they didn't do it, but probably they did. They're the main suspect, okay? Then you see how Fauci suppressed good treatments, nutraceuticals, suppressed therapeutics. You see the media shutting down scientists and others that pointed out where it came from. The whole thing has been Operation Lockstep. It's all been an amalgamation of Event 201, Crimson Contagion. And that's the fact. And, of course, then criminals love to brag. You've got Fauci on TV. In fact, pull it up, guys, please. 2017, saying, President Trump will soon be challenged with a major pandemic of a new virus. Just watch. That tells you it's going to be happening. So, what does Operation Lockstep say? A planetary world government authoritarianism to save us from the virus. Total surveillance, robots controlling your life, world IDs, world medical passports, implantable microchips, and now Klaus Schwab's calling for it. And now 60 Minutes is calling for it. And in a show on screen for TV viewers, the sad, there's hundreds of pages of this on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, where the leftist, who are all such conformists. I mean, I don't care if you got green hair or pink hair or blue hair. You know, back when I was 14, 15, 16, I learned that the girls with the blue and pink hair were a lot of fun. Let's just say that I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill with girls like that. I was 12, looked like I was about 16, and everybody knew the neighborhood, and those were the girls listening to all the heavy metal and the punk rock. But they're the folks today that are anti-vax. You know? I mean, they were real rebels. Let's leave it at that. You know, they were a little older than me. The point is that now having blue hair means you're probably on methamphetamine and a devil worshiper and or a child molester. And if you go look at everybody getting arrested, they look, I mean, you know, if Rob Zombie's going to make a new zombie movie, he doesn't need makeup. He doesn't need wardrobe. He can just go and put ads in for Antifa from Portland and Seattle and places like Oakland. And man, he'll get the scariest looking army of retard zombies the world ever saw. Yeah, show some of the photos of the folks that showing off they got vaxxed. It looks like a freak show of jellyfish. These aren't good-looking girls with the sides of their heads shaved and a big black mane of hair and, you know, and with a, you know, cool tattoo on their tramp stamp spot. These are zombos, and they've all got the green and the pink hair and the rest of it. And they've all got that weird zombie look of just a desperate slave with that psycho look, wanting to prove how freakish they are, and they want us to join them in being a zombie army. They celebrate their former human status. They celebrate their new zombie status. I got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. We got the vaccine. But I got the neurological disorder. I got the blood clot. I got the heart attack. I got the stroke. I got dead. I got put in the ground. I got shut down. I almost died. I'm Eric Clapton. I almost died. I'm Ben Stein. I almost died. I died. I'm a 30-year-old actress in good health. I just died of a stroke. I got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. We got the vaccine. And look at these freakazoids. Just what the hell are we creating? I mean, they've all got that word. I mean, you can't fake that look. Put them back on screen. All of them. Oh, yeah, pentagrams, devil worship, pink hair, red hair, because you're clowns. And you're all looking down crazy like, I just did it. I just put the GMO digital mark on me. I'm a corporate idiot. I'm a slob. I want everything free. I'm a hero. I've got blue hair. And I want to educate your children with drag queen story time. I got the vaccine. We got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. It's not even a vaccine, you dodo birds. Oh, my God. Is he chopping down the eugenics tree? I never watched the full video. Back that up. Holy Toledo. That's in my film Endgame. Oh, they're fighting eugenics by taking the vaccine? Oh, my God. Well, that's that. What's the name of that major rap group? I listened to him in the 80s. When I told my wife this rap group had done these pro-vaccines, she didn't believe it until she saw it. Who are they? What's the name of the rap group? I forget. It's super famous. Run DMC. They've got a new one where it shows Tuskegee Airmen and or Tuskegee folks and says, yeah, we injected you, but we don't do that anymore. We don't do experiments anymore. When it is an experiment, and it is deadly. Wow. I didn't know they did a new video with Run DMC. There's four of them. Oh, my God. And they show the original eugenics tree that said kill black people, and he cuts it down to stop the eugenics when they're targeting black people. I should laugh. My God, they throw... It's just the craziest thing I've ever seen. Okay, I'm speechless at this point. See, I said I was going to break major news. I haven't done it yet. Let's just start here. Let's start with General Flynn. The full interview is at Infowars.com, coming out and pointing out some key factors about the Wuhan leak. So here's General Flynn, former head of Defense Intelligence and a great patriot.
I mean, the damage that has been done because of this one weaponized capability, which I believe it, in fact, when we really dig into this, we're going to find out that it was. It was weaponized for various reasons, and now we have to learn about it. So the people in the State Department, the people in the Department of Justice, the people in the White House, they have got to come to grips with what is happening and what we need to know, because the American people are now demanding what is the truth, and the government must be transparent. This is not about, you know, all the other things that we've dealt with. I mean, I got it. We still want accountability for the persecution of myself and everybody that was persecuted during the Russiagate. Will we ever get that? I don't know. But I want to say, you have millions and millions of people, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions in this country, certainly hundreds of millions around the world that are going to demand what the heck happened with this COVID thing. Where did it begin?
Right.
And who's going to be held accountable?
You're so right about that. And
he goes on. The full interview is at InfoWars.com. I'm going to behave myself. I thought that was a joke video. I saw the first DMC video going, you know, don't be racist, get the shot, show the white man that you got a lot. I mean, it's just totally stupid reverse psychology. And then now there's new ones where you fight secret testing on blacks by taking the secret deadly shot, and you destroy the eugenics Nazis, which are running this, by taking it. It's like, you stop the KKK by putting on a KKK hood and burning down a black person's house. You stop Nazis by worshiping Hitler. You fight suicide by blowing your head off. You fight self-immolation by pouring gasoline on yourself and setting yourself on fire. What the hell? I'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Well, you talk about next level selling out. I got a bunch of breaking news here, but I want to talk about Run DMC. The crew was running the original Run DMC video from like 6 months ago saying blacks need to get vaccines. They're totally safe. Take the COVID shot, but it's not even a vaccine. It's a gene therapy, very dangerous, and the literature admits it can kill you. It's already killed a lot of black folks, kill people, period. Heart attacks, strokes, you name it. That's what the literature warns of. That's what's happening. But I saw them rolling more footage of these cartoons, highly produced cartoons, with a cartoon Run DMC rap group. And it showed them fighting basically Nazis and saving black people at Tuskegee. And he cuts down the eugenics tree, which, again, is the globalist plan to take over our bodies and get rid of the subhumans, which, you know, they're saying anybody that's poor or has low IQ, particularly going after black folks. So it's a black kid checking out the facts and finding out the FDA loves him, the CDC loves him, and they're fighting Nazis. And so you learn from your smartphone how to fight Nazis, and you take the shot to fight the racist. Because blacks have said, we don't trust the government, we know about secret testing. And she's like, oh, this isn't secret, it just violates the Nuremberg Code. They didn't do the animal testing. They'd already done it previously. It killed the animals, so they had to cover that up. And so it's a total inversion. And if I've ever seen inversion, it's literal. The eugenic society was run by IBM, and Bill Gates' mother and father ran it. They have awards at the Eugenics Depopulation Summit. Bill Gates gets the award. He runs all this, and then Run DMC gets hired to tell everybody it's safe, fight the Nazis, and take your shot. I'm serious. I mean, I would want, if I saw Run DMC, any of the members of the group, to just ask them what it feels like to be Judas Iscariot. Because this is insane. This is insane. But it just shows they can't beat us on the truth, so they just turn it around. Now, I got a clip of Rand Paul. I'll get to here in a moment. But let me tell you about a sponsor that I'm really excited about. You can get a high-quality satellite phone at one of the best deals out there for free. It's a $600-plus value phone with the antenna and a bunch of other things, with a system that goes with it, for free at InfoWarsPhone.com. You can buy phone extension antennas that go outside as well, and they've also got other systems you can purchase on top of that if you wish. That's at InfoWarsPhone.com. And then you just simply buy minutes each month for $99.95, and you get 150 minutes, but everybody can call you for free. So people with regular cell phones can call you for free, but then only in emergency, if you need to call out, you got 150 minutes. Works anywhere you can see the sky. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones special. InfoWarsPhone.com, and they can't track you and control you with that. It's something every home needs, every family needs. It's the best way to get into it. It's a great deal. InfoWarsPhone.com. And please don't forget, my friends, that we have the big Memorial Day special going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points. We haven't done this since Christmas with both the free shipping and double Patriot points. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 40% off. Pollen Block, been sold out a long time, back in stock, 40% off. Cerebral Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Vasobeats, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filter, $50 off. Alexa Pure Pro, Gravity Fed Filter, highest rated, $50 off. Ionic Double Magnesium Fizzy Orange Flavored Mix drink that people love. It is 40% off, $19.95, and all of it funds the operation. So thank you all for your support. We've been sold out of so many of these because of the breakdown of the supply chain, but now they're back in. InfoWarsStore.com. I take advantage of that big sale that's going to run through next Tuesday, and we got to end it. All right. I started the show out with the human-animal clones, which Congress tried to pass a law banning. You're like, wait, animal-human clones aren't banned? Oh, no, because they didn't exist. I'm like, oh, they've always existed for 50 years, and they're legal. But your racist, if you don't like your Frankenshot grown with clone cells. And, oh, we call stem cells a fully grown human. And as long as it's artificially made, it doesn't have human rights. Oh. But there's a trap involved in that as well down the road. And there's a wind on down the road. And we should come back to Stairway to Heaven next segment. But let me do this. I am so blown away by this news today and by what Microsoft said and by the other news coming out on COVID that I haven't broken yet that I'll hit the start of the next segment. I'm not going to wait anymore. But first, let me get to this. This is important. This is Rand Paul, who deserves a lot of support and a lot of prayers. He's going directly at the enemy. It's why he's getting death threats. It's why he's been shot at. It's why he's been physically attacked twice. Why he's had his ribs broken, his lungs punctured. A lot of stuff, because he's a good guy, and he has a good heart, very presidential material. I'd like to see him president in the future. Maybe him and DeSantis make a nice mix. But and I don't care if there were two black guys or two women. I don't give a damn. If there were two black women like those guys, I'd be all for them. Vote for them in 1 second. But, yeah, they're two white males. I mean, dude, who else is there, folks? Don't give a damn about them being white. But the point is that... You know, Bolsonaro's white, despite the New World Order. I mean, I'm just saying. Get some black folks running for office, talking like them. I'll vote for them. Can't believe we even had to have a discussion about that. About who cares what color somebody is. It's about getting the job done. But I digress. Here is Rand Paul saying, don't let Fauci run his own investigation of himself. And again, talk about a white devil. We got a couple real white devils with Bill Gates and Fauci who are actually coming to come after you, who do actually want to get rid of brown people and everybody else for that matter. Here it is.
Why? I think the most important thing is that the investigation can't be done by the WHO or an international group, but it also can't be done by Americans who are involved with funding the lab. So Dr. Fauci and his handpicked person from EcoHealth, they can't investigate themselves because they gave the money to the lab. They have a conflict of interest and a desire to make sure nothing bad is discovered that could have occurred with NIH money. So they can't be the investigators either. And this is very important. I think Dr. Fauci should be made to testify under oath about the money that was given to the lab. And the good news is yesterday I passed an amendment on the Senate floor that says no more gain-of-function money can be sent to China. This is very important because this could happen again. I mean, they are experimenting with the SARS virus, which is 15 times more deadly than COVID-19. COVID-19 kills about 1%, but that's been 3 million people, more than 3 million people. If SARS got out of lab, that could be 50 million people. So this is a very important task ahead of us.
Okay.
We have 11 labs in our country that do this kind of research.
Fauci runs it still. So let's talk about this. If you actually got sick and went to the hospital, yeah, 1% die, but it's really 0.1%. SARS is way worse, and they've weaponized it, and they've got it. And they got mousepox that kills 90%+ of people. Yeah, did you hear me right? I'm going to tell you more about that when we come back. But first, the big new breaking COVID news, the latest news that will blow you away, that if you don't share it, well, you want the enemy to win. We discredit these guys, we send them to prison, or they're going to kill everybody. It's us or them, okay? Seriously, I mean every damn word I'm saying. Stay with us. You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on this Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in.
or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thursdays, fourth hour, and he's can't do it. So Owen Troyer's coming in the fourth hour because I've got a bunch of things I'm working on. I want to host the fourth hour, but I've got big stories we're working on that are huge, very important behind the scenes, and I'm going to leave it at that. In fact, it's very hard to do this show, even though I enjoy doing it, with all these delicious irons we have in the fire that are going to really hurt the New World Order politically. And it is my extreme pleasure to be still on air despite all the attacks and for you to keep me in the fight because I was born for this, you were born for this, and I don't like these globalists. I don't like their operations. I don't like their boss, Satan. And I am just extremely honored to be in this position fighting the New World Order. I'm just extremely blessed to even have any consciousness and to have any connection to God, and I am just a horrible goblin-like creature. But I do love God, and I know God loves me, and I have, let's just see. God has let me look a little behind the curtain just for micron milliseconds, and I really am glad I'm on that right team, and I would just suggest all of you get as far away from Satan as possible and, you know, get behind me, Satan, as we warp into the future with the big kahuna. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Whew. So as bad as all this is, just the crazy people running stuff are nuts because they chose the wrong side. They're throwing a fit because they know they did. They've been promised all this immortality and all this other stuff that they already had if they just went with God, and they're throwing a huge fit. So that's where we are on that front. Okay. How to hit all this? I got a bunch of other huge COVID news as well. And some really scary stuff that makes me really mad. And also the abomination stuff, all this cloning. Because our cells are designed, and the ancients said this, but now they've mathematically, scientifically proven it, to resonate with the universe that God made. Like we're a musical instrument. And the atmosphere is a musical instrument. And trees are a musical instrument is the best way to describe it. But energetically, through the dimensions, it's like a sound wave is the easiest way to describe it. It's not what it is, but with our limited senses, it's like trying to teach Helen Keller how to read, write, and talk when she couldn't hear and couldn't see, but she finally could figure it out because it was innately in her. The archetypes were there. She ended up, you know, being a very passionate, very well-spoken person through communication. But it could only, you know, took years to get through to her, but it was there. And so trying to describe this in third-dimensional terms is, let's just say, it's limiting, but this is a very primitive level of God's creation, as fantastic as it is. This, when it comes to creational matter, very thin. This dimension's very, very thin. And if you call it below that, that's a human term. But in the lower dimensions, which, again, exist and have been proven, it's even more empty. So we tend to think of interfacing with other things and like, oh, it must be advanced. No. Anything that would actually try to interface with us without our free will is low, other than Lucifer, who does come from one dimension higher, down to our dimension, to try to then ally with all the other dark energy, or dark is not the right word, fallen energy. I mean, to a human brain seeing it, it means just there's no creation. Darkness just means devoid of light. Well, that's not like a black road sign. That's just absorbing light. That's not so. It's not the proper term. But we have to create our own terms to even understand and interface with the cosmos, which itself, again, is just an expression of God. And I'm not an animist. I'm not saying to these troglodyte preachers that aren't really Christians but think they are, they're Pharisees, that I worship the creation. No, I don't worship the creation. I'm saying God made all this, and if I've created a piece of art, that is an expression of who I am. I made that. And that is a very primitive form of imagine God making us, but imagine making something that has consciousness and free will. Well, guess what? God gives you a little taste of that. It's why the Old Testament tells you quite a few times we're made the image of God. We're not God, but we're little g. And Satan goes all the way and goes, oh, no, you're even better than God. You act, well, no, you're fallen. Okay? But that's what they tell you in things like 2001 Space Odyssey, that after you go through this process, you come back as a star child, reincarnated to, like a sperm, implant the egg that is Earth and create the new Lucifer race. Well, that's just satanic poppycock, ladies and gentlemen. But I am explaining that the devil creates facsimiles or counterfeits of what God has actually created. And I can tell you, the stuff that came up with 2001 Space Odyssey, with the primitive special effects, is very close to actually what's going on. and I'll just leave it at that. But I want to hit all this news. Let me try to explain it this way. Everybody already knows this. This is all just a big test here. And so when you see Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, I mean, you look at them and you go, how the hell is this little monster running things? Well, in Revelation, at the very end of Revelation, for 1,000 years, Satan is locked up in a cage for everybody to look at him. And everybody looks at him and says, this is who we were following instead of this? And still, even after that time, people rebel again. One more big rebellion. And you know, watch, it's all going to come to pass. It's all happened exactly like it says. Because it is an interdimensional warning and a transmission to us. Because God gave us free will. Because God wanted children. Just like you have a son or you have a daughter. And you know to give someone life, when you decide to get your wife pregnant, you and your wife decide you want to have children, or it happens by accident, and you're like, oh my gosh, we're about to have a child. This child will grow up, will live, we hope live to be 100 years old, will have their own children, and someday will die. Giving someone life is giving someone death. You could say that life is death. You could say that life is a disease that ends in death. I'm not saying that. That's a way to look at it. Life is a disease that ends in death. Well, no. Life is only an experience of free will that God created, because the only thing God can create separate from God's all-knowing, all-powerful, all-controlling, omnipotent, omnipresent, beyond 12th dimensional total completeness is creatures with free will that create other creatures with free will and the capacity to interface with this time-space continuum, Galacticus beyond. That is the secret to all of it. That we have been made by a all-powerful, sentient creature that created everything and doesn't want to be alone. And so put us on this planet away from other things so we don't kill everything while we run around inside our nursery. And what does God put in the nursery to test its creation? Puts a lot of nasty stuff. Because we'll go to the next level, those of us that are blessed enough, and see that the monsters we were fighting were inconceivably less than what we'll face at the next level, because that's the way of the universe and the universe and the multiverse and the mind of God. Endless, fathomless, complete, total, absolute perfection. Total completion. Total satisfaction. Total timelessness. Endlessly replicating. Endlessly expanding. Endlessly contracting. Endlessly permeating. Versus what the Satanists offer us. Wanting to rape and torture children because it is a potential for a new universe. The seed of the universe. And they wish to destroy God, so they attack that spore.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I think about how far we've come, but I was thinking this morning, the way God has held all of us up together brings tears to my eyes. Absolutely brings tears to my eyes. Because we're all fallen, we're all weak, but we can also reach the stars, we can also do incredible things together. The art, the literature, the culture, the love, the passion, just seeing a sunset and getting tears in your eyes is worship of God, because God made that for you. God painted that for you. God made all of that so you could see the love. That is interfacing with God. And if you can handle it, God will interface with you a lot more. But see, people that start serving evil by incorrupt, they start serving with something bad. And it makes them do terrible things to make sure they're so far gone, God will never take them back. That's why they commit these crimes against children. Because that is the coin of Satan's realm, is attacking God's image, which is the child. The cherub. Now, let me just show you the big news. Because if I covered this last hour, no one would care. So I built up for an hour so that you would care. And I'm not mad at you. I'm the same way. There it is. But this is broke about an hour ago, or that's at least when I learned about it. Major study by the University of Louisville. Masks don't show any signs or any evidence that they helped stop the spread of COVID. There it is. Masks didn't slow COVID spread, new study finds. Now, you know, Fauci did a big study and showed a bunch of studies in 2008 saying the same damn thing. I mean, he knows all this. He funds most of the big studies that go through the top labs of the NIH, but he actually was on the study. He was part of the study. He wrote that study. That makes it a better joke for him to then say you got to do it. But later he said, oh, it's about respect. He means fear. You wear it to create fear. New findings report Tuesday in a University of Louisville study challenge that has been the prevailing belief that mask mandates are necessary to slow the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus. The study notes that 80% of the U.S. states mandate masks during the COVID-19 pandemic, and while mandates induced greater mask compliance, they did not predict lower growth rates when the community spread was low. In fact, those states were actually higher. Or high, maximal, among other things. The study conducted using data from the CDC covering multiple seasons reports that mask mandates and use are not associated with lower SARS-CoV-2 spread among the states. And I say this study's BS because I'm no mathematician or statistician, but we've hired them. Oh, yeah, we've hired them. And just to confirm the numbers I saw, does the Florida have three times lower the COVID cases in New York? Oh, yeah. Did Texas have way lower than, say, California? Oh, it did, didn't it? Funny how the states with less control, South Dakota, had way lower rates of two, three times lower. So this just says no effect. No, locking people up in their houses, making them breathe their bacteria all day, in Fauci's own study in 2008, actually did cause more deaths. More deaths. There's a big study out on the ventilators. In New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Pennsylvania, where all these Democrat scumbags run things, and almost all the deaths were the ventilators. Almost all the deaths, Fauci. And here's the study. Mass mandates and the use of C in state-level COVID-19 confinement, containment. But it's a sign, you know, that you're doing something. Yeah, it's a sign to keep the fear going. So now, oh, we don't have masks. You've got to have a sign that you've taken the deadly inoculation, the deadly injection. And that takes us to this situation here. Oh, let's set aside the Senate couldn't pass a law barring human-animal clones, and then they admit it's going on all over the U.S., or let's just move that aside. So just a huge, giant issue. We spent 50 hours on it, just a minor footnote. And then let's look at this. Biden orders U.S. intel to analyze information on possible Wuhan lab leak. That means cover it up. Have his hand-picked stooges now have a 90-day research, which he ordered, it, by the way, killed, but now he can organize a new team to lie to everybody. That's the translation there. You don't need me to tell you that. You already know that. China blast lab leak hypothesis as conspiracy theory. I'm going to explain this again. They have CRISPR gene editing systems. They have electron microscopes that can show atoms now. Yes, they have microscopes now that can look at single atoms. So, a chimera-manufactured virus that's been sliced and put together, they use gene guns to do it, is like, you know, the size of the Earth compared to a baseball. Use that analogy. I don't compare an atom to, you know, the size of a virus. I mean, it's a virus is like probably the size of the universe. Who knows? I mean, it's way bigger. And so they go, they can even see where, oh, you see where they injected the P shuttle gene. You see where they did that. They can see the injection marks, like a woman that's had a breast implant, on the virus. It's right there. It's got stitches on it like Frankenstein's got stitches across the top of his head and on his arms and legs. He got sewed together. Or Raggedy Ann, he's a doll, sewed together. Like Socky, the other Raggedy Ann creature. So we've got all of this going on. Then it gets crazy. Facebook reverses ban on claims COVID was man-made months after asserting it was debunked. But all those folks that got banned, Boris Johnson refused to close border to stop COVID because he thought it would be racist. No, because they wanted to have as much death as they could. That's why they had to do the ventilator murders. It's all run by the UN. And then it goes on from there. And then the really big news up on InfoWars.com. Melbourne COVID residents flee Victoria and head to Sydney ahead of imminent five-day lockdown. See, now the lockdowns are on, off, smartphones control it, and it's all training to live under martial law. Very, very sick, needs to end. It's all a fraud. But when members of parliament say that, they get banned on Facebook in that area. And then, of course, here's the other big one. Amazon employees must brand themselves with special vaccine stickers. It's on National File. Guys, show the article if you came from National File. Amazon employees must brand themselves with special vaccine sticker to stop wearing face mask leaked photos. And they already announced this months ago. It's a true article. And, you've had it. You don't have to wear a mask. Everyone else is a slave. They've got to wear their little Darth Vader mask. Resistance to vaccine mandates building a powerful network. And it goes into all the evil people, a big MSM.com article about there's all these lawyers and groups saying it's illegal to make you take an experimental shot, and they're suing people, and employers are scared, and we've got to shut them down. I mean, we've got to make everybody take the shots. Oh, I thought you weren't going to make us. Now Bloomberg and everybody else, we need to make everyone take the shots. Or we're all, you're killing us not taking the shots. No, you're dying taking them. And they don't call it COVID when you die from the vaccine. Just because all you dumbasses want to get experimented on, I'm talking to the leftists, doesn't mean we are. We're not in a suicide pact with you jackasses. You signed on to the liberal death cult. It just gets worse and worse, and you've been taught, submit to it, grovel to it, and you'll finally get to be in charge of something. You're going to be in charge of nothing but your own funeral. You're killing yourselves. God Almighty. I just spilled a big glass of water in here, so when Owen comes in here, I probably need to clean that up. I'm flailing around because I'm so alive. And then the war room comes up with Owen, 3 to 6 p.m. Remember, the globalists are counting on you not to take action. They're counting on you to be lazy. They're counting on you to realize that they're censoring you. They're counting on you submitting. Don't submit to the New World Order. Stand against them and take the live feeds of InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and share them. But you can't on Facebook and Twitter places. So we have a new URL for you to do it. They'll ban that too. But for a while, it's working and it's there. FreeWorldNews.tv. FreeWorldNews.tv. And be sure and share the videos at FreeWorldNews.tv, which is banned.video, with a little share button at the bottom. Share, 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 share on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your YouTube. But if they censor that, it's okay. On your email, on your text message, on your word of mouth. That's the victory. Big interview yesterday confirming the child smuggling by O'Biden and the group that's doing it. That video goes viral because of you. It all goes viral because of you. You can fight back. You can say no. You can speak out against the globalists. But you've got to get charged up. You've got to get angry. You've got to decide you're not going to lay down and die. But instead, the New World Order will die.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.